Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, July 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
the Atlantic Resiliency Innovation Institute's Marshfield Coastal Academy Symposium inspires next generation of maritime professionals. The Atlantic Resiliency Innovation Institute recently completed its Marshfield Coastal Academy Symposium, engaging 8th and 9th grade students from Hingham, Hull, Marshfield, and Scituate in coastal resiliency strategy and maritime career exploration. Led by Director Jeffrey Granatino and lead instructor Jim DiMaggio, the event provided hands-on training and insight into environmental challenges. Students interacted with the Marshfield Harbor Master, toured coastal challenges, visited the Cape Cod Canal, and engaged with legislators on coastline legislation. The itinerary also included a beach project visit, a meeting with Cashman Inc. executives, lab experiments at the Cohasset Center for Student Coastal Research, and a research boat excursion with professors from Massachusetts Maritime Academy. The success of the symposium has led to plans for a fall cohort program for high school graduates at Marshfield Coastal Academy.
American Water Military Services, recognized for excellence in water quality by Partnership for Safe Water. American Water Military Services Group, a subsidiary of American Water, has been awarded the Partnership for Safe Water First Year Director's Award for Water Quality Excellence at Fort Belvoir. This recognition highlights their dedication to delivering safe, clean, and reliable drinking water to the military community. Through their utilities privatization program, American Water Military Services has been ensuring high standards of water and wastewater utilities at Fort Belvoir since 2009. Their ongoing commitment to optimizing system operations and maintaining high-quality performance is reflected in this achievement. Learn more about their efforts and the PSW Awards on their website.
ESG Breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., UCU, advances $18.4 million Phase 2 DOD-funded rare earth facility in Louisiana. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. announced an $18.4 million Phase 2 award from the U.S. Department of Defense to build a commercial-scale rare earth processing unit in Louisiana. The project focuses on heavy rare earth elements crucial for defense and advanced technologies. With key milestones achieved and funding received, Ucore aims to establish a domestic REE supply chain. Through strategic partnerships, the company plans to disrupt China's control of the North American REE supply chain and develop rare earth projects in Alaska and Canada. Ucore is listed on the TSXV under UCU and on the OTC markets under UURAF. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
AI-backed material science is transforming the trajectory of batteries. A joint research team from China and Singapore is using artificial intelligence technology to enhance rechargeable battery manufacturing processes. With the shift to renewable energy and electric vehicles, batteries are crucial for grid reliability and mobility. AI tools are being utilized to improve manufacturing efficiency. Companies like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ Mullen, may benefit from these advancements. For more information on Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ MULN, visit the company's newsroom. Tiny Gems, a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, offers tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors and influencers. Visit tinygems.com for more details.
Investor News Breaks, ES Gold Corp, CTQBAUF, unveils district-scale potential at Montauban Gold Silver Project. Gold Corp, trading on the CSE under the ticker symbol ESAU and on the OTCQUF, has unveiled the district-scale potential at its Montauban Gold Silver Project in Quebec. Results from the ambient noise tomography survey indicate a vertically extensive system reaching depths of 1,200 meters, suggesting a district-scale volcanogenic massive sulfide system. With permits in place and tailings reprocessing underway, ES Gold is focused on both near-term production and long-term exploration, positioning Montauban as a potential multi-generational mining asset.
Xinchiangji Volunteer Group joins nationwide effort to clean up America's beaches. The Xinchiangji Volunteer Group recently joined a nationwide effort to clean up America's beaches following National Clean Beaches Week. On July 13th, 100 volunteers gathered at Jones Beach in Nassau County, armed with gloves and bags to collect garbage and debris. Despite the heat, the group was eager to make a positive impact in the local community. The Xinchiangji Volunteer Group, one of the largest in the world, hosts projects not only in South Korea, but also in countries globally. They plan to continue organizing volunteer projects on a monthly basis in New York. For more information, contact the Xinchiangji Volunteer Group at scjvolunteergroup@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.